Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Previously on Mystery Down Under.
A blackboard, a globe, and a mystery.
What is this little creature trying to tell us?
Why did we name it such an awful thing?
Because you let a 10-year-old name it.
How are you going to get into school?
Yeah, Dickie, if we lift you up, can you get in, unlock the door?
You hear the sound of the thump inside as he lands.
We follow Briel all the way down.
Where would Willy keep a spare key?
You open the doors into Willy's office. And
there's the globe.
I look at the record player and say, didn't you say there was something to do with it, like a record scratch or something?
Old male voice begins to read the poem,
Send her down, Huey, the rouseabouts.
A collective uncomfortable, yeah. Deja vu moment.
That kind of frown of like, oh, I've heard that.
Real is freaking the fuck out.
It's okay, it's all right, it's all right.
Take the needle off.
The record shatters.
Whoa.
There's like a red book. Canst thou draw out Leviathan with a hook or his tongue with a cord?
We are in so much trouble.
And now, Jess, maybe you should put that back, like, kind of exactly where you found
it. Oh, yeah, like the record that you guys broke.
Well, look, we'll get rid of this. Maybe you just think you misplaced it, okay?
What about the book that you stole as well?
I'm borrowing that.
Okay.
Is Jessica played by Kat Dennings?
She's a lot like B from Night in the Woods.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's got like the vocal slack and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a very easy character for me to play.
I like it.
Go to our YouTube channel to watch the playthrough of that.
Let's play Night in the Woods.
You sly dog.
Hey.
Yeah, so the cabinet is kind of like records on all the school kids, you know, so you've got A to Z. It's a filing cabinet.
Great. Yeah. Okay, so it's... He'll have a quick rummage in there to see if there's anything to do with like Leviathan or any of something that'll pick his brain and like kind of jump out.
Yeah, no, it's just school reports, any other kind of certificates. Are you looking for anything?
Like not in particular. Like Dickie himself is just kind of seeing if there's like is there like a secret folder or something that's like not made. Like if he's just seeing like, you know, records.
Yeah,
school
if
reports,
you're just flipping through, you probably don't see much of note.
He won't even really mention it. Like if he sees there's nothing there, he'll just look through it and then eventually just push the cabinet back.
Once we've sort of cleaned up the record, I'm going to check on Briel.
Yeah.
Are they doing better?
Briel kind of is happy to be held. And the more you kind of hold Briel close to you.
You okay, little buddy? Yeah. Sorry about the creepy poem.
It just kind of
you.
Wants to like nestle.
Okay.
In with you.
Are we in the right place? Is there anything we should be looking at?
Are you trying to use it as like
a divining rod? Yeah.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep.
It does want to kind of, if you're walking across, are you walking with
Brill? Yeah, I'm just sort of walking
as
around
the room.
As you're walking
around
the room,
if you walk towards the globe.
That's what I was going
to
check
It
next.
Wants to burrow close to you. It does not want to be around that.
Oh, okay. Eric.
Yeah.
Could you just hold Briel?
Yeah.
She's freaked out by the globe.
Okay.
Just want to see what's going on.
Hey, Brielle.
Dickie. it's a gender fluid eel, everybody.
So, yeah, that's right. Brielle, non-binary eel.
Brielle, you can sit on my shoulder.
Mm. What are you doing, Eric, while I examine the globe?
What, keeping a lookout?
Oh, that is good. That is a good idea. I forgot about that.
Wooly's just standing in the doorway watching us the entire time.
Popping on his pipe.
I see you found my secret room.
Yes.
Four kids go into the church.
Three
Wooly goes
come
into
out.
The church. I don't know. I wanted to do a Jaws thing. He scratches his nails on the blackboard.
I'm going to approach the globe.
Yes.
And gingerly touch it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. If you're kind of running your hands over it, it opens up. It's like one of those bar globes.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why it's so ornate and large.
Okay. So I open it out.
Yeah.
Brown liquid.
Yep.
In a decanter.
And
glasses as well.
Dickie.
Glasses. And if you, as it's a kind of tray bar.
Yeah.
Steps
out.
There is a jar and you pull it out.
Yeah. Hold it up. Has it got a Brielle in it?
Suspended in brown liquid is a lifeless version of Brielle.
Dickie, like, if you call him,
Dickie.
That's it. That's the thing that I saw. That's the liquid that poured over me.
I think you died.
I think that was. I was that one.
I don't think Dickie died. I think that
I remember. In my dream, I was Brielle, and then the liquid was poured onto my head, and I was looking out of a glass. So I think it was this one's brother or sister or.
That means Wooly knows about these things.
Hmm. And whatever he did killed one.
I tasted blood.
It's definitely dead.
I mean, do these things even bleed?
Should we open it?
I don't know. Why am I looking at Eric?
Eric just looks sad.
Eric is sad.
Aww. Why is Eric sad?
Eric is sad because there's a dead creature and he's holding the live one. And the live one has brought them there.
Yeah.
And so Eric will put his hand up to Brielle and like gently touch Brielle.
Yeah.
Because I presume Brielle is probably a bit upset as well.
Yeah.
That this is out in the open and is visible. Eric will go, maybe I think we should take it out of there and maybe we should return it back to the cave. I think that's probably the best thing to do.
As you,
your kind heart sees through to the through the confusion that we have, I think. Yeah.
It's also, it doesn't have to worry about as much. It's just like, let's just do this thing.
As you kind of hold up the corpse, whatever this creature is.
The preserved creature,
I'm gonna hand out. It's a special day. I'm like Oprah.
Oh, well, you get an aspect.
Here's one for you, Phil. As you just feel that wherever Brielle wants to be, just kind of gets away. You know,
would that not be Eric? Would sense that they get a different aspect. So the sense that we get from Brielle this time is scared of being inside or being trapped.
Claustrophobic,
yeah.
Actually, I might take that away from you, Phil. I might give that to Dickie, since Dickie, you are the one with the memory.
God, I'm getting all of it.
You got
three aspects, don't you?
And Chris.
My first aspect.
Yes. As you kind of pet Brielle, you run your fingers along. It's kind of like, it feels reptilian almost, that even though this translucent skin seems like it should just, your fingers should just pass through it. It's dense, like the muscles of a snake, and cool and smooth. Snakes are smooth, fight me. Oh no, it's sharks. Sharks.
No, snakes are smooth.
No, there's a big debate about whether sharks are rough or smooth.
Right, yeah. People think that snakes are slimy for some reason. They're not. They're dry and smooth and lovely.
Yeah, and cool. Mm. And cool because of their cold blood.
Mm. As you pet it,
all the mozzie bites on your arm seem to just kind of disappear back into your body.
I have the aspect able to heal by touching.
Yeah. Well, we definitely know that from your chest, right, as well.
Mm. And with that in mind, Eric is going to do something. He'll try. He's going to step away from keeping guard with Brielle on his shoulder. Who's got the decanter, the glass
that's,
of...
That's John. John.
Having it, yeah.
He's going to take just take it off silently, tip out the liquid onto the floor with... Have Briel...
Not in the office.
Yeah, he just tips it straight out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as he's concerned, Wooly is a trash human now.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Tips it out.
Would you let that happen, considering you spent so much time trying to clean up the office?
I think I don't have time to... I'm just like...
Yeah. You just tip it on the, to the tip floor. It out there to the floor. Are also glasses
it
on the...
Could have been a sink or something.
He doesn't care.
And the dead Briel in his hand.
Yeah.
And he's going to bring it closer to the living Briel.
That is going to cost a psychic energy token if you want to use the superpowered...
Do we know how many psychic energy tokens Briel
has?
Yes,
I have put them in the middle of the table.
Ha-ha!
To try and separate them from some of our other tokens. They are raw dice, so they have not been inked. So
we have seven.
Have seven.
So spend one.
Pop it somewhere. That way we know that Briel has used one.
There we go.
We can build them up on that little table we have.
Okay.
So we can see as they get depleted.
We now have six psychic energy tokens left.
Six P tokens.
And I would like to use the ability to heal by touching on the for Briel to use that on the dead Briel in the thing.
Oh, Boogaloo.
Chris, do you have 2d4?
I do have 2d4.
Well, to take an action with a superpowered character, you have to spend a psychic energy token to use it.
Mm-hmm.
That's your kind of currency. And then you have to roll a d4. I am going to say that this is a 4. You're trying to resurrect something. So it's
a big deal, yeah.
Yeah. Still, 2d4.
Oh, so I roll 2d4?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm trying to hit 4 on either dice, or I'm trying to get a total of 4.
So what you have to do is once you roll, you subtract that total from the difficulty setting.
Yes.
Ideally, you're aiming for 0 or negative numbers. If it's positive, you may have your superpowered character facing an adverse physical reaction.
Ooh. So you'll get given a number from Ellen, and then whatever you roll gets subtracted from that number. And you're hoping to get 0
so
or
four
lower.
And up. You need to get 4 and up in total.
Yeah.
In total.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I was asking.
Yeah. It's an odd subtractive way of doing it.
I like it. I like it though.
I rolled 7.
Nice.
Fantastic. So Briel kind of inches towards tentatively glowing blue, faded blue, and it kind of puts its face to its dead double mirror. Kind of begins to, like a snake, you can see the motions of its body moving from tail to head as light begins to pour from it, kind of emanating from first the mouth and then the center of this second creature. And then suddenly... it's alive.
I see this moving. Is like this image of the four of us, like as this is happening, like crowding closer.
Our faces being like illuminated.
Yes, exactly. The blue glow catching us as Eric holds it up while this miracle happens in front of us.
And it moves sluggishly. It doesn't appear to be in full health. You don't even know if it's going to make it. You get the sense that it's kind of it's dimly glowing compared to the shining sun of its twin.
Briel, is that cave your home? If we get your friend back there, would that help?
Eric, you are also holding the other... You've got them in both your hands, right? The other one kind of... It just moves its head as much as it can to kind of make contact with your flesh and kind of use its little sucker teeth. And your eyes fade away. The room is like mist that dissipates.
Give him the aspect of memories.
Able to evoke vivid memories.
Yes. I suppose this one might be a freebie because that's not your...
No.
Your that's Briel. True. Yeah.
It's Briel, not
yes.
Briel.
It's Briel.
Brucey.
Oh, Bruce, yeah. We can't have an Aussie story without someone Bruce. Called Bruce.
Briel and Bruce.
We're upsetting Chris.
You step out.
Well, Eric's always upset, so
into
fine.
This non-space.
He's not always upset. That's Chris you're describing.
You hear a girl whimpering.
Stop. 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 Just let me go. go. Just let me go. I just want to be with my mother. I just want to go home. Leave me alone. I'm not going back.
And it's almost like you're in blank space. And as you walk towards the voice, a woman appears to you. She's sitting in a chair. Her hands are bound. She's a young girl. She's probably around 15, 16. Her dark hair falls over her face. Her bangs in her eyes. Her head is slumped forward as she's weeping.
Now, Miss Thompson. What have we learned today? If you just sit back and relax, it will all be over with. Why so much fuss? just make it stop. Don't play it again. Don't stop. It's not. Nothing's happening. It just takes more from me. I want to go home.
And you see, I was going to say Briel. No.
Brianna.
You see the other.
Bruce.
Yes, you see Bruce. Such a silly name. Ruining the drama. You see Bruce being held to this girl's forehead, the center of her forehead where her third eye would be. A man's hand is shoving this creature into her forehead.
Oh, shit.
And the violins of the Send Her Down, Huey record play. Echo in your mind as the memory fades and Bruce is left dead in your hand.
Oh, shit.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Eric.
Yeah.
You okay?
No.
Did you see something?
Yeah. I saw a girl, and I think... Am I, Ellen, able to identify that voice was Wooly?
Yes.
And I saw Wooly, or I heard him, I think, and he was hurting her, and he was using, and he holds up the deceased body of Bruce.
Yes.
This girl was being tortured. And she, by Wooly, and this thing, Bruce, was trying to heal her or hurt her, and the record was being played.
That record?
Yeah, that song.
Do you know who it was? Who the girl was?
I think, do you remember?
You remember
Do you remember Susan?
Susan Thompson, right?
Yeah.
Who's that?
A little bit before your time, about 5 years ago.
Didn't she go missing?
Yeah. Well, you remember Kate? Susan's daughter.
Yeah.
You know how everyone said that she went with her? I don't think she
Fuck.
Did. I don't think she went with her. I think something happened 5 years ago.
Fuck me.
Who's
I'm just gonna drop these fucking shards of record on this room. Fuck cleaning up. This guy's a bastard.
Who's Kate? Who's Susan?
So Kate and Susan Thompson. Susan was the spouse of Keith. And there was a big hubbub in the town around five or so years ago.
When
you were too young to remember. And also, this is small town Australia. People don't, you know, yes, while gossip runs rampant, there's also a lot of sidestepping around what actually happened, what's the issue. And if a child asks, you know, why a woman up and left her family, you're not going to get a straight answer, I'm afraid. You're going to get a lot of excuses.
Oh, it's terrible these days, you know. Yeah. Families not staying together like they used to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I blame TV.
One of us paraphrases what Ellen says in character as a response to Dickie's asking.
Yeah.
It's it's an NPC thing. Yes, so you relay that. And the idea was that one day Susan up and left and...
She'd had enough of his shit, was what people said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Famously not an easy man to get along with.
He's a prick.
He's a prick.
Yeah.
And the idea was that Kate went with her.
Yeah. She that's the easy story, right?
She was around 16.
Mother and daughter ran away, right?
Left.
Yeah.
You know, it's a small town left for... Kate was a very promising student. You know, very, very popular, had big dreams of getting into journalism and, you know, really changing the world with her stories.
Way to twist the knife about her being tortured.
What do you
mean? Oh, she had big dreams. She was going to college. She was going to be a big success.
Yeah, so full of life.
And now she's lost in the upside down.
So that's all Headmaster Woolley doing all this?
Seems that way.
Is there anything you haven't searched in here?
Yeah, you haven't looked in the cupboard.
No, I was going to say the cupboard's the last thing.
Let's do our last search and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so he'll trot over off to the cupboard and just start like just pulling opening the cupboard.
Now we don't give a shit.
You pull it open. It's a large, almost wardrobe sized cupboard that is taller than any of you, and you swing open the double doors, and there is the chair. With the restraints sitting inside the cupboard.
I mean, Dickie doesn't recognize that, but he's like, well, there's a chair with, like, things on it for holding people down.
That's what he used on her.
Oh. Oh.
I feel sick.
On the blackboard that you see behind on the wall of the cupboard, you see BM question mark and then a symbol of... It's almost like two triangles that are coming from different directions that meet in the middle, vivisected by a straight line.
Okay, so like an arrow up and an arrow down with a line between them.
Somewhat. It's like the peak of a mountain.
Yep.
That then continues down.
Into like a valley.
Yes, then goes up. It's almost like
like a wave.
A
like
long N.
Right, yeah. Or like a sine wave, but with angular.
I can draw it for you.
Yes, and then we'll...
Do you mean like that?
It's closed. Can I borrow your pencil?
We will show you this, folks.
Yes.
We will show you this. Okay, yes. It's almost like a sharp waveform.
Mm.
Does it mean anything
can
to anyone?
Can I see?
Oh, yes, sorry.
Okay.
For some reason, because you gave me the pencil, I thought
I
somehow
know.
You psychically connected to the pencil.
You've still
I get
got
the memory,
Brie, right?
I got the evoked memory.
Is real?
Is that the logo that the mining company uses?
Hole in one.
Yeah.
Hey.
What does BM mean? BM.
Bad manners. Something mine. I don't know.
Bill.
Hmm.
Bully.
Bastard? No, fuck.
Who reckons they can get... It's a brains of like
five. Oh, I can
five.
Get it. Yeah, cool. I'll go for it unless we think of it. But Bill Murray?
No.
He would be around.
It's not Bree's first and last name, is it?
Brianna Ma.
Yeah.
Brianna Ma.
Well, good, because I got a five anyway.
Well, your character
you
can make
that
deduction.
Yeah.
You can make the deduction.
I don't think Eric would know.
No.
Just like watch it for a moment. Brianna. Brianna.
Ma.
Ma. Brianna Ma.
So he's choosing them.
For what?
Did you know what he was trying to do to her?
No.
You said he was just hurting her.
Yeah.
Using Bruce. So, like, why though? This doesn't make any sense.
Do you know who would know about stuff like this? Charlie. He knows everything about the land. Maybe he's heard some sort of story. Hey, isn't there something about a rainbow serpent? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe.
There's also that abandoned house that I was talking
real
about.
Real is kind of rainbow-ish, I guess.
I guess.
I don't think it's the... There's the...
No.
You said the abandoned house.
Yeah.
There's also... I don't know. Do we need to go to the mines?
That's the mine symbol, but like, what are we going to do at the mines? They're just going to kick out four kids.
Yeah. Although, Eric, your dad works there. So does yours, Jono.
My dad works there.
My mum works here. She's not involved in this, is she?
God, I hope not, Dickie. She's a nice lady. Surely not.
Mum, I think mum's got enough on her plate with us.
Yeah, without doing weird experiments.
Also,
I say we don't trust any of them.
I mean, she's any gone. Of the adults? She's gone. Yeah. She's gone
no
a lot
way.
Of the day.
Eric's right.
She's always out of the school. Like, we don't get to see her that often.
We don't know how far this thing goes.
Yeah.
Don't tell her about it. That's all I'll say. We don't know.
Don't trust any adults. Mm. Don't trust any of them. You don't know.
No. So, what do we do? Does that include Charlie? Does that include...
We can't trust adults. We can't trust Charlie.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the abandoned house then.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
God, I can't believe I'm doing something this fucking stupid.
Thanks for coming along, though.
Yeah, like I'd just leave Dickie to fend for himself.
I can fend for myself just fine.
But we shouldn't hang around here. What if Woolly comes back for whatever reason?
Yeah.
Then we'll fight him.
Okay. We shouldn't have to until we know what the hell he's doing, though.
Well, we can tie him up. If we have to strap him down to that chair, then we will.
We can put him back in his own chair.
Yeah, okay.
Well, he's already going to know that someone's here, so let's just leave.
Yeah, I think we should book it. So, what, to the abandoned house?
Is there any more, like, liquor in the bar?
There's, like, a quarter of the decanter left.
I'm just going to pour out whatever else he's got left on the floor with the pickling fluid that he's got as well, just as a... Just as an
extra
little
fuck you.
Yeah. We're not going to be able to take it to the lab and
no,
like,
I don't
want to
steal it or whatever. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is, like, but I'm just going to fucking pour it out.
Just very quickly, does it have a smell? Like, when we did, like, open up, like, was there any smell to it?
It smells acrid, pungent, like turpentine almost.
Yeah.
Strong alcohol smell.
I figure it's like a strong alcohol, like a
formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde, but I'm not sure we'd know that. So
no.
Yeah.
You might know that, Dickie.
Maybe.
With your insects and you like collecting bugs, right?
Yeah. Like
taxidermy.
Those would be like
stuff.
Just, yeah.
You might have the sense that it's an alcohol that you use to kind of preserve something.
Well, it kind of like smells like, you know, that, I don't know what the word is for it, but like, you know, when you keep like, animals and insects in place and they just stay like that for over like decades, sometimes hundreds of years. Like it's like the fossilization type thing.
Like embalming stuff, like with mummies. Mm. Gross.
Kind of like what we saw in the cave. Like, you know, with that thing on the wall that just like stays there for over time and it opalizes.
I wish I knew more about the opal stuff.
Let's go to the abandoned house and see what's there.
Let's not try to get our asses arrested on the way there, right?
Well...
Let's keep an eye out for Keith, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Head on our bike.
Speaking of not trusting adults, that's one in particular that we should stay the fuck away from.
Yeah. I think all of them. They all could be in on it.
Whatever this is. And we walk out of the school unrepentant of all the damage you've caused.
Yeah.
Dickie just like throws a chair on the floor.
Nice. Yeah. Fuck the establishment.
Should we break his torture chair?
No.
Okay. We do what we do, which is
you pour out the thing, Dickie flips a chair as we leave, and we leave to go.
You see the implements of harm, and you.
Yeah, we leave it unlocked. We're just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully, some other teens can come vandalize it.
Yeah, that's right.
We get on our bikes and head over to the abandoned house that we're talking about.
Read the document on my bike.
The house that you'd never dared go in before for all the bedtime stories and. Dares, and it's the one place that spooks you, has ever since you were little kids. You're about to go there right now.
I have to say, I love how all the rumors come back.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's just like stuff we made up. Like, we're just like, what if this is a funny little thing? And then it ends up being part of the story. It's so cool.
You have been listening to Mystery Down Under, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Kids on Bikes and all associated properties are trademark of Renegade Game Studios. Used with permission.
Thank you. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.